are wondering for you poor unfortunate souls who do not have air conditioning. And we've expanded this. First, it was just you have no AC in your car. But also, if you have no AC in your home, you can play how you combat the heat. And Becky is on the phone. Hello, Becky. What do you do?
So I just moved into a 97-year-old apartment, third story.
Is this in Salt Lake?
Yeah, I'm in downtown.
Okay.
So when I first moved in, my roommate told me that what we had to do on really hot nights is, and so we do, is you just basically have to sleep naked in your bed and wrap a wet bandana around your neck, and the ceiling fan and everything helps keep you cool. And then if you take a shower at night and your hair stays wet and moist, then you stay cool.
This sounds like a sultry, caged heat evening.
Yes, it does.
I'm assuming, I guess, that your roommate is another lady?
Yes. Well, I mean, it is technically a housemate. We don't share a bedroom.
Right. And so, was she someone you knew before moving in, or just a random?
Just a Craigslister.
So a Craigslister told you, hey, here's what you're going to have. Are you sure that there's no air conditioning in there, or that it's broken?
I mean, I could be totally wrong. I don't know. I mean, I guess I just was going on blind faith.
You haven't even attempted to turn it on.
And so I'm imagining you're sleeping, ceiling fan going, wet bandana around your neck, maybe just like a little bit of a street light.
And I don't have a lock on my door either.
Oh, perfect. Oh. A little bit of street light creeping through the blinds and no sheet on the bed? You're just lying there brazen?
It just depends. Yeah, last night I was okay with the sheet on.
Do you guys ever like get up for a glass of water and meet in the kitchen naked
in the moonlight?
But no, by the light of the refrigerator door.
Oh, right.
That hasn't happened yet, but I'm sure. I mean, both of us are very like boundary free kind of people, so
it's a possibility.
It wouldn't be a big deal. I mean, just the other night we both like she went to the bathroom and I went to the bathroom while she was washing her hands. It wasn't a big deal.
I really like what's going on here. Becky, you are in the running for the El King.
Yeah. I'm glad that my pain and torture is getting me somewhere.
It's a great visual.
Thanks, Becky.